So if you look at this chart, you will see the CO2, and it mirrors the temperature. Now, what I found interesting about this chart is CO2 seems to naturally go up by itself. What? I don't remember those 200,000-year-old cars. I think Henry Ford wasn't around yet. I don't know if Fred Flintstone actually did have a car, but apparently, according to this chart, somebody was driving around in a car or an airplane. Maybe it was Al Gore giving the frickin' speech at Stone Age colleges. I'm not sure. But it definitely correlates. Now, what happened, where this thing falls apart, and it won't for most people who go to this movie, is he then projects what's coming. Again, it's the projection that's the problem. See, when you take a little bit of truth and then you mix it with untruth or your theory, that's where you get people to believe. You know, it's like Hitler. Hitler said a little bit of truth, and then he mixed in, and it's the Jews' fault. That's where things get a little troublesome. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, if Al Gore's projection is right about the CO2 level going as high as he says it will, the temperature on planet Earth will be about 400,000. We'll be the sun. We'll be the frickin' sun. But that's a huge if.